Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Recent revelations about Fox News' woke policies have come as a surprise to many Americans, but not all. This wokeness is reflected in Fox News' 2021 policies, but it goes back further than that. I have an August 2011 article telling of Fox News' parent company, News Corporation, when they published a magazine devoted to planning quote-unquote gay and lesbian weddings with a debut issue of Wedding Pride. At that time, my guest, Peter LaBarber, president of Americans for Truth, and also an editor and reporter for WorldNet Daily, said this, quote, I think the problem is Fox News is based in New York City, which is a gay mecca. That's one of the problems. But it's this idea of sort of going with the media, going with the popular culture, unquote. Was that the only thing that Fox News did, or do they really have a history of wokeness? My guest today is Peter LaBarber, again, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality and editor and reporter for WorldNet Daily. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Diane. Great to be on here.
Great. Back in March 2015, Fox News Channel joined CBS News and CNN as quote-unquote silver sponsors of the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association. That's the 20th annual New York Headlines and Headliners fundraising event. Now, Cliff Kincaid wrote in March 2015, wrote an article and stated that the Code of Ethics of the Society of Professional Journalists says that the media should avoid conflicts of interest, real or perceived. How has Fox News' recent, my question to you is, how has Fox News' recent policies, news coverage, and also recent commentators revealed conflicts of interest when it comes to the LGBTQ issue? Have they gone even more woke, or is it just more public that they're more woke since, you know, 2015 or something such as that?
Well, Diane, I think that Fox has just gone along mainly with the rest of the media. They have Bruce Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner. Now he calls himself Caitlyn. He pretends that he's a woman. We know he's a man. He's not just a man. He was a man who won the decathlon in the Olympics.
He was
one of my heroes as a boy growing up, and now he's, you know, these gender confused pretend woman. And Fox has him on as a contributor. And they, I think her name is Suzanne Scott, who's one of the mucky mucks up at Fox who runs operations. She praised so-called Caitlyn Jenner in a press release. So Fox has gone super woke, but they were always pretty woke in that I've been following them for years, many years now, and they gave big donations to this thing you mentioned, the National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association, which portrays itself as just a professional organization for gays and lesbians and transgender people in the media. But we all know that, well, that's bad enough, because I don't really think, like, I'm not big on people with a sort of a self-interest, or they're not unbiased on any particular issue covering that issue. And so I don't think, and what we're seeing in the news today, and I don't want to lose my train of thought, but we're seeing this trend where LGBT activists or advocates or, you know, proud LGBT individuals are covering LGBT issues in the media. I wouldn't be a fan of that if it was just any type of individual, but especially for homosexuality, because we know that that is not just some innocuous identity.
Right.
It's a statement of morality. When you identify as a proud homosexual, a proud transgender, a proud lesbian, that is not like being Black or being, you know, Latino or being Filipino. It's not an ethnicity. It's not a skin color.
It's a moral behavior.
Exactly.
Even though they're trying to make it that, they're trying to make, you know, we're born that way, et cetera, et cetera, in an effort to basically hijack these 1964 Civil Rights Act and say, we have no choice. This is who we are.
Right.
And like you said, equating it with race and ethnicity.
And so they pretend, these journalists slash activists, because that's what they are for the most part. You read the average news story today, on an LGBT issue, and it looks like it could be a press release from any number of gay organizations, be it GLAAD or HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, which I call the Human Wrongs Campaign. I mean, and, but these journalists, by saying there's no morality, no moral component to this issue, they are making a moral statement. They are taking a side of immorality. They're taking a side against creation, against God's created order, against biblical Judeo-Christian sexual morality. By saying this is not a moral issue, they are taking a very strong activist position. And so now, having said that, there is the rare LGBT journalist, homosexual journalist, who can be very fair, even against his self-interest. And I'm thinking of the guy, I can't remember his name, but the guy who wrote the book about Matthew Shepard. Remember, Matthew Shepard was they tried to say, oh, he was killed because he was gay in Wyoming, the Laramie, you know, college student. Turns out that was a whole fraud. I mean, he was not killed, quote, because he's gay. He was involved in drugs.
Yeah, and in fact,
I can't remember if he dealt too. But I mean, he had a very illicit lifestyle. He knew the guy who killed him. It was not killed. It was not a hate crime in the sense he was killed, targeted because he was gay. And anyways, a homosexual journalist wrote the book on that.
Right. It seems like he was targeted because of unpaid drug purchase or something. It definitely had to do with drugs. And yes, he did know the ones who killed him, but it had to do with drugs. I think he was also involved in prostitution, gay prostitution, I believe.
I'm not sure about the last part you just said, but I can't remember it all. But I remember that the book is called The Book of Matt. I think that's what it is. And it was written by a gay journalist. So it can be done. But when you have all these, you know, journalists covering LGBT issues and they're assigned to them and they're strongly, you look at their Twitter feeds, they're all gay activists, trans activists, you know, whatever. And so this is the problem with Fox. But the bigger problem with Fox than that is conservatives had always thought of Fox as their network.
Until they fired Tucker Carlson, but yes, okay.
So they fired Tucker Carlson. Right. Now many conservatives are leaving the network, but there is an interesting tidbit about Tucker, and Tucker was the leading promoter of gay conservatism in the world. Even Tucker Carlson, I like Tucker Carlson, but he had this weak spot on homosexuality. Well, he had a gay producer, of course.
Oh, okay.
Justin Wells was his producer, homosexual, and of course, he had a self-interest in promoting other homosexual conservatives. So it came to the point where I was surprised when I didn't see a gay conservative being platformed on Fox. Mm-hmm. So Fox has really let us down in a number of ways. I do think I was right back when you quoted me when I said that the problem with Fox is it's based in New York City. It imbibes New York City values. New York City is an incredibly, quote unquote, gay city.
Right.
Is San Francisco, and so it's hard not to have those values. And so many people, I think only one time did they interview an ex-gay, and that was when Bill O'Reilly interviewed,
Stephen Bennett,
and he raked him over the coals.
Yeah. Goes show how unbiased Bill O'Reilly is probably still.
Yeah, they never really, I don't think they allowed their journalists to really do a lot of critical coverage on homosexuality. Now they're allowing it on transgenderism. And even his new name is Caitlyn Jenner, is against some trans activism. But the fact that you give a platform and you honor, so quote unquote, Caitlyn Jenner with you're paying them as a contributor, terrible sign at Fox. And so I think that now this new woke policy that's coming forward that has been leaked, with the pronouns and everything at Fox, we should have seen this coming, because if they were willing to give to homosexual new so-called news organizations 20 years ago, they're going to keep going on that trend.
Right, keep going further and further to the left. Is Guy Benson, this Guy Benson still a contributor at Fox?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's still on there a lot. Okay. I think he probably is. Okay. They had Tammy Bruce, who I had a run in once because she tried to set me up on a radio show back when she was a radical lesbian activist. She lied to me on the radio, and now she's big famous conservative, so-called, and she may be conservative on 93% of the issues. I'm sure I agree with Tammy Bruce on, maybe 95% of the issues. But when it comes to homosexuality, being out and proud, she's really just a radical. It's sort of a holdover from the radicals of the 70s. That's what we have to understand. Right. You can't really be a true conservative in every sense of the word and sort of be espousing this sort of proud identity in a behavior that God considers immoral.
Exactly. That's been a major part of the confusion, is because these quote-unquote gay conservatives like Guy Benson and Tammy Bruce and Bruce Jenner are being spotlighted. You know, there's a spotlight on them in Fox News. I think Guy Benson is still a contributor. I'm not positive about that either. According to Wikipedia, he is. But because they're in the spotlight, that helps to normalize their lifestyle choices. And Fox News has played a big role in that. Back in 2013, you actually wrote a 40,000-word report entitled Unfair, Unbalanced, and Afraid, Fox News Growing Pro-Homosexual Bias in the National Lesbian and Gay Journalist Association. 40,000 words. And on the front cover of that, you have a picture of Megyn Kelly at this homosexual Journalist Association's big gala. So Megyn Kelly played a part, because she's no longer with Fox. She played a part.
Well, can I say something on that, Diane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, Megyn Kelly, the role she played was when Guy Benson, quote unquote, came out.
Oh,
and I'm sorry,
okay.
We have to keep using the air quotes, but are not real words. These
right.
are, this is mm-hmm. gay. It's just gay speak.
Yeah.
He came out on the air and she was like thrilled.
Oh, wow.
The sad thing is, Guy Benson, I probably agree with him on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a very articulate guy, good guy and everything, except, you know, he's now
in a marriage, so-called,
to another man.
Yeah.
And what we can't allow in the conservative movement, and especially Christian conservatives, is we can't allow this sort of drip, 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 where we change, you know, we're no longer outraged by what we were outraged about 10, 20 years ago. I think this is the real effect of, let's call it Fox gay conservative.
Mm.
And it's not just Fox. It's a lot of conservative organizations now, including Newsmax. They all promote gay conservatism, so-called.
So even
and the
if,
problem is that it wears down. It just has, this effect of wearing down your moral understanding, so that you're like, well, it's even, you know, Fox has people, they have guests who are gay married. And so how radical can, no, you know, there's no Republican exemption in the Romans chapter 1.
Exactly.
We can't pretend that because Republicans do it, it must be okay. Republicans are, in some sense, are just practicing. They're just adhering to the same immoral practices of the Democrats. So they're just like maybe 20 years later. That's how
that seems
to be happening in our country.
Yeah, I agree. But looking at the Republican platform, because I just looked at it recently, and the Republican platform is still very strong when it comes to marriage as being only between one man and one woman. And also opposed to basically the LGBTQ, the whole gamut in their policies. But how many Republicans read their party platform?
Yeah, and didn't Trump kind of just sort of put it on hold?
That was a 2016. The 2020 platform was the same as a 2016 when there was no rewrite
right.
2020 when he ran. But we just had a primary on May 16th. The races included PA Supreme Court, PA Commonwealth Court, and PA Superior Court. Pennsylvania is one of the few states still remaining that elect their judges. So the winner of the Republican race was someone who performed a quote-unquote same-sex marriage ceremony, you know, officiated at one back in 2015, 2016, somewhere in there, and she was thrilled to do it. That was the winner of the Republican, they're on the Republican side for the PA Supreme Court. So, of course, that was never talked about. We put out information about that, included that in our voter guides that we provided. I got some pushback on that, but hey, so what? But the truth is, she officiated at a so-called same-sex marriage ceremony.
And why did you get pushback? Because you were violating what seems to be the unwritten rule, which is, number one, don't criticize a Republican. But number two is, okay, that's not an issue anymore, Diane. Silly
just
you.
Move
you
on.
Know, we had Obergefell. And what if we adhered to that standard on abortion?
Yep.
We would be not at least celebrating that we're making progress mm-hmm. on abortion. And this is why I was so upset when Trump caved on gay marriage. Remember, he did right before he assumed the presidency
right.
in an interview
it's
with Diane Sawyer, I believe
it's
it was.
Yeah, the law of the land. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. yeah. Says yeah. the law of the land. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, so was Roe v. Wade.
Exactly.
You know, and so I think this is really the time for people who are committed to truth, and it's an unchanging truth, just as Jesus is the same today, yesterday, forever, The same is for his moral truths. And whether it's homosexuality or fornication, you know, sleeping around before you're married, or, you know, pornography, these are not issues that are changed by politics. We don't take a poll of the American people and say, hey, is pornography wrong or right? But that's how they're treated. As far as Fox goes, you can't just say, oh, it's just one station. This is the station that drives conservative thought in so many ways. And I think maybe a little bit less now that they got rid of Tucker, and they're going to try to hold on to that. But in so many ways, it's just sad to see. I mean, because, you know, there's Christians there, and you wonder, wow, are the Christians sort of also put under this sort of, how does it work at Fox? Were you banned from talking? Why did they never have a wonderful interview with somebody who overcame the homosexual lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Somebody like Stephen Black or Janet Boynes, one of these people who came out of homosexuality. How come they were never featured on Fox News? You would think that would be good news at Fox.
I would think so. You know, like you're saying, they don't interview ex-gays. I mean, when O'Reilly interviewed Stephen Bennett, O'Reilly's whole purpose was to denigrate Stephen. And, you know, why don't they have people like, you know, people who've come out of transgenderism who realize their mistake?
I think they will have them. And they will have them, Diane, I'll tell you why.
Okay, why?
Because the transgender issue is a road too far, even for most liberals, I would say.
But they have Caitlyn Jenner on there. Quote unquote.
Yeah,
Jenner.
They do. But I think he might say, hey, if you want to detransition, go for it. But I do think what's interesting about the trans issue is it's just, for most Americans, it's like the gay activists bit off more than they could chew. They're now, when people see minors having a 16-year-old girl having her breasts surgically removed, that's a road too far. When they see the athletes, you know, this Riley Gaines, this wonderful young woman who's standing up for, hey, we shouldn't have to compete against biological men. The vast majority of the American public is on the side of the pro-family movement on this issue. Now, will that last? I hope it does. And I'm actually hoping I actually think we're seeing some movement on homosexuality too, because now Americans are learning that it's the homosexual activists who are the number one cheerleaders and funders and activists allied with the trans activists.
Right. They're all
Human Rights Campaign is devoted to this issue. Mm-hmm. All the homosexual organizations are devoted to this lunacy, this trans insanity. And so Americans are starting to say, hey, wait a minute. They want to separate. I mean, there's a whole movement to separate out the LGB from the T, but that's really an intellectually dishonest movement, because these things have all come together. They're all stemming from the same rebellion. Sort of, you know, I don't want to live according to God's rules.
Exactly,
I want to set my own rules.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Rebelling against God, that's for sure. I'm going to go down real quickly about some of these January 2021 Fox policies that were, like you said, they were leaked. So here are some of the policies. Employees are allowed to use bathrooms that align with their gender identity rather than their biological sex, and are permitted to dress in alignment with their preferred gender. They must also be addressed by their preferred name and pronouns in the workplace. Fox also offers to help employees come up with a workplace transition plan to ease their gender transition at work. It'll be interesting to see if Fox actually allows, let's say, someone like our famous Dr. Rachel Levin, if they'd hire someone like that to be in front of a TV camera every evening to be a reporter. I would be interested to know, because at this point, the ones you see in front of the TV cameras are, you know, the guys wear suits, the ladies wear, you know, women's clothing. I haven't yet to
except for Bruce Jenner. He's a guy in a dress.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But I'm sorry, Caitlyn Jenner, but I mean, he's Bruce Jenner, right?
He's still Bruce. But he's only on occasionally. He's not there every night. So, but again, these policies definitely reveal where Fox is even right now. Been there for about two years. This is 2021 policies. So
there's no difference between them and other media.
Nope.
And isn't that kind of like, number one, it cuts against their brand. Number two, it's so condescending to their viewers.
Yeah.
You know, here they are showing these things. They're educating on the transgender agenda, and then they're pushing the same thing. I mean, these networks are really it's just appalling the low regard they have for the people who pay their salaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hope that they go, at this point, I don't know what, I kind of want them to be strong, although I totally don't trust them anymore.
Right.
If Fox News. I didn't really trust them the way they called the election, but beyond, mm-hmm. you know, beyond that, but it's very interesting to me. But I do think it would be wonderful if we had a TV network that was really with us on all the issues. And that means, you know, like not treating Rick Grenell, who's Trump's homosexual right. advisor, mm-hmm. you know, not treating Rick Grenell like he's the greatest human being that ever lived, which yeah. is kind of how a lot of conservative networks, you know, I mean, yep. and this is the problem, I think. And I remember once watching Newsmax and it was, I think it was Greg Kelly. And this is a different, this is Newsmax, you know, mm-hmm. which also sells itself as very conservative. And I think it was Greg Kelly said, oh, I see you have your partner in the background. And I don't know if Rick Grenell's partner is so-called quote unquote husband or what, but I still
his gay partner though.
Yes. And I do know that Greg Kelly was on he was on this thing where he said, you know, he was reading his Bible. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to say, Greg, you can turn to Romans 1. You mm-hmm. can turn to Genesis 1.
Exactly.
You
words
can't
of Jesus
talk
and
about
Matthew.
God yeah. and morality and exactly. then pretend like it's, you, yeah. you know.
And Jesus' words in Matthew 19, where he quoted from Genesis when it came to the definition of marriage, you know.
Yes, exactly.
So Newsmax has issues also. Yeah.
On that same front, remember Dana Perino. Mm-hmm. She was once the spokesman for George Bush. George W. Bush.
Okay.
And Dana Perino would not have probably either. We wouldn't know her name if George Bush didn't get elected or reelected. I can't remember which. I think mm-hmm. it was reelected on the homosexual marriage issue. Remember?
Okay. Oh, yes, absolutely.
In your state, I think 37,000 Amish voted for the first time
uh-huh. yeah.
in a there presidential
was a big
election
push. Yeah, there was
because
a big push.
Of the marriage issue.
Yeah.
And then yet Dana Perino, several years later, was, oh, she was so excited, Diane, that the gay marriage issue was not going to be an issue in a subsequent election. Was it Romney
Obama.
Or was it Obama oh, McCain?
Yeah, okay.
Or one of those.
Right.
She was like,
oh,
or maybe it was Trump. She's like, this is not a major issue. And she was saying, what a relief that was. And I'm thinking, you big phony.
Okay. After the Obergefell decision would have been 2016. And after the Obergefell decision would have been.
Okay. So it's probably right.
Yeah.
It may. And she was celebrating that the mm-hmm. gay, so-called gay marriage issue was not going to be a major issue. And I'm thinking to myself, we wouldn't even know your name, Dana Perino. You would not be making this great salary and being this star on mm-hmm. Fox had it not been for that issue that apparently the Republicans at some degree were just cynical about, which is, I hate to say it, but I mean, they dropped it like a hot potato after the Supreme Court ruled mm-hmm. in favor of so-called homosexual marriage. But this is not something that's decided by a court or by public opinion. This is something that's eternal truth.
Absolutely.
And we don't change our view on marriage just because Anthony Kennedy had a gay niece or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
whatever drove
yeah.
Kennedy to be the gay activist judge.
Right. The GOP gay activist judge. Yes.
Yes.
He was nominated by Reagan, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Reagan.
Yep. How can folks contact you?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Peter LaBarbera, or you can go to AmericansForTruth.org, and I have a link to my WND authors page where you can read my articles
okay.
at WorldNet Daily.
Great. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate this.
Thanks,
Diane. You know, Fox is not trustworthy, but as you're pointing out, there are also conservative outlets that are following in the tracks of Fox. So you have to be
wary. Well, maybe we can lobby Fox to get back on track. I don't know if they're going to listen, but.
I don't either. AmericansForTruth.com or .org?
Either one. Yep.
Either one. Okay.
And it's all written out at AmericansForTruth.org.
Okay. Fantastic. You take care, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks for what you do, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323. Or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.